Jack Dorsey, the former owner of Twitter and known moron, and a very mentally susceptible person, got a company called Block. He engaged in what is, to my knowledge, at least I've heard it described as such, the largest single day workforce cut as a percentage of your total employer base in stock market history. 40% of the workforce of Block is being cut because of AI. And by because of AI, of course, what I mean is like big starry-eyed dreams. You know, AI doesn't do shit, but they're talking about it. 40% of the workforce, just a massive percentage, just to cut out of nowhere. Stock went up. The market liked it. The market loved it. Very, 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 very grim. Extremely grim. Investors are so stupid. The market loves it when no one has jobs. Andrew Yang, eat your heart out. Will they employ the workers again in a couple of months? It doesn't matter. I mean, there is one silver lining here, which is that the kind of people who would invest in anything Jack Dorsey is involved in the first place are probably very stupid, especially when it comes to stuff like AI. They're very, like, vulnerable to high-minded pitches about the future of humanity. So it's possible that this kind of stock boost isn't really transferable to other companies if they get that kind of, employee cut. Firing all your staff for AI is vice signaling, isn't it? What you're kind of doing, basically, is you're doing private equity shit without having been bought out by private equity, you know? Like, the whole point of private equity is you buy up a dying company, then liquidate it and sell the parts. But in this case, the goal is like, well, I guess we're just going to, investors like it anyway, so we might as well do it without getting bought out by private equity. Might as well, self-liquidate. Insane. Do you think his tweets are in all lowercase, so it's harder to realize he wrote them with AI? Well, I've seen how Jack Dorsey tweets normally, so I'm going to say that any paragraph that strings together more than a few sentences is probably not of his creation. Yeah. I have a very low opinion of this guy. It might be because he looks. I mean, I could be like, it might be the fact that he looks like a YouTuber who would make $2.3 million a year making videos convincing his followers to drink their own urine for health benefits. His vibes are atrocious, right? Big, like, crammed a hamster up his asshole at Burning Man vibes. Do not like him at all. Don't like anything about him, to be honest. Today, we're making one of the hardest decisions in the history of our company. We're reducing our organization by nearly half, from over 10,000 people to just under 6,000. That means over 4,000 of you are being asked to leave or enter into consultation. I'll be straight about what's happening, why, and what it means for everyone. First off, if you're one of the people affected, you'll receive your salary for 20 weeks plus one per year of tenure, equity vested through the end of May, 6 months of healthcare, your corporate devices, and $5,000 to put toward whatever you need to help you in this transition. Do-do-do. We're not making this decision because we're in trouble. Our business is strong. Gross profits continue to grow. We continue to serve more and more customers. Profitability is improving. But something has changed. We're already seeing that the intelligence tools we're creating... Oh, by the way, I should say, the reason he's saying this publicly... For one, he's announcing 4,000 people being fired off Twitter. So that's cool. For two, the reason he's saying this publicly is because he wants to make it clear these firings are not happening for liquidity reasons. All of this is happening for speculation. The goal here is to get more people to buy in. So if he can prove, like, hey man, we're letting these people go, but it's not because we're low on money. We got plenty of money. Check it out, dude. You know, healthcare, equity, pay for 5 months, you know, that's the goal. You want to make it clear that you're not desperate. We're not making decisions because we're in trouble. Our business is strong. Gross profit continues to grow. We continue to serve more and more customers. I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what Block even is. I have no idea. An American tech company and financial service provider for consumers and merchants, founded in 2009 by Jack Dorsey, a market leader in point of sale systems. Oh, they made Square. Square Cash App. Okay, nice. Now I know. At least those do something, you know? Square's enabled a lot of, like, small business bullshit. Something to it. My boss's husband is a high-up person at Block, actually. Well, I hope they haven't been fired. I wonder what their market cap looks like right now. Hold on. XYZ. Has it dipped back down? Summary, transfer, play call. Where's the time range? Where's the time range? Why do I not see the time range? There we go. Yeah, a little bit. Only a little bit, though. You always get a peak, then a little dip. I guess Dorsey's getting fucked over by the decreased customer spending. Well, it's not so much that. It's just like basically every company over time is giving up on commerce. Maybe they never can because they actually sell a point of sale app. So commerce is kind of necessary to their function. But, you know, again, what is the point of buying and selling things if instead you could just like get investors to dump money into your company. Like the entire economy is just gambling on Wall Street. There's no like why bother with the risk? Why have a bakery? Why have a coffee shop? A lot of people still don't get this. They still don't understand the stock market is indistinguishable from any other form of gambling. They think there's some underlying principle that guides it. Like you can game the market by assessing the virtue or value of these companies. The only thing you can do to game the market is A, you have insider information, or B, you are lucky. There are many, many, many people who are smarter than you and with better connections than you that are going to do what they can to get ahead of any bubble you try to ride. It's all just gambling. Is the stock market in any sense useful? It is just a long-term scheme to move more money into the financial sector and out of the hands of regular day-to-day consumers. That's it. There are plenty of ways to manage things like loans or corporate financing without having a gigantic gambling scheme involved. This is like an incredibly complicated system that has, the purpose of a system is its outcome. And the outcome of the stock market is that over time, an incalculable amount of wealth shifts from regular day-to-day use into equity, into the hands of people who will just sit in it like it's a dragon's hoard. That's it. That is the only purpose of the system in the long run. Created by the Dutch as everything evil in the world. If it disappeared tomorrow, what would happen? The stock market? Well, that would erase like a considerable percentage of the amount of money in the economy. So that would probably be really bad and destabilizing. You would need to like slowly reform the stock market out of existence to keep the economy from collapsing. Can you explain that expression? The purpose of a system is its outcome? Yeah, the idea that like the nominal purpose of a system is irrelevant. What actually matters is what it proves to do over and over and over and over again. So you can say the stock market is there to like determine investment into valuable companies so they can use that investment to build out their brand. But in reality, there are tons of loss leaders. There are tons of companies that are valued at massive amounts despite not producing that much. And there are companies that produce a ton and are not valued at very much. The relationship between the productivity of a company and how much investor hype it gets is not one-to-one. It's not even close to one-to-one. So the outcome of the system doesn't seem to be the diversion of assets into the hands of companies that can use it to build out their product, but rather siphoning more and more money into a financial scheme where at the end, on average, wealthy people win out over poorer people and the class divide grows larger. That is the actual outcome of Wall Street, you know? No matter what they say or whatever econ majors purport to do, you know, purported does kind of a bit of a dip lately, huh? Kind of feels like a desperation move. Look at the 5-year, it's even worse. Wow. No kidding. We stand on the shoulders of giants, huh? Well, that's a good lesson to learn. Hey, if your company's been doing shit for a while, and but listen, okay, wait, can we be clear about something, okay? On its own, this doesn't mean anything. All this means is that it hasn't been the subject of investor hype. That's it. The actual productivity of Block Incorporated has nothing to do with this line. All this refers to is how much money investors have dumped into it. That's it. Millions and millions of people use Square and Cash App and so on every day. They did back here. They did over here. This line has nothing to do with the actual productive function of the company. This is literally just like, is it currently riding a bubble or not? That's it. See, right here, there was a big bubble and then kaboom. Do you buy stock? I don't have a problem with people, I guess, broadly or myself putting money into the market if you do it intelligently. The problem is that like right now, I do think we're headed for a crash. That could just be like apocalyptic posturing on my part. Maybe it doesn't happen tomorrow or the next year, but I do think it. I just don't want to be the fool who like puts their money in the day before it happens. So I'll wait until I feel confident in the future of America, and then maybe I'll do it, you know? Right now, it's rice and beans. Yeah, buy high, sell low. Classic. I don't want to be the guy who buys in right here. America has a bright future, Vosh, though maybe not in the immediate future. I will say, if you bought gold a couple of years ago, you're probably sitting on a pretty penny right now, even though it's going down at the moment. There was a high point to sell. Maybe it's in the future. I hate gambling. Hate gambling. What's your opinion on the buy gold stuff? There's no difference between buying gold, buying stocks, and buying Bitcoin. Everything you do is just riding a bubble. You try to buy low and sell high. That's it. Everything is gambling. If you think it's a good gamble, whatever. Gold would have been a good gamble a couple of years ago. Maybe it still is. I don't really know. Gold doesn't do anything reality. None of it does. Bitcoin doesn't. This doesn't. Perceived speculative value of these assets has very little to do with their real world application. Now, man, gold is a valuable industrial commodity. Yeah, but the price of gold isn't going up because gold is getting more useful. It's going up because more people are buying gold. Like, the relationship between the price of gold and its usefulness as an industrial product, total disconnect. Square remained useful this entire time. Why did it only pop off in the market right here, you know? Total disconnect. I like the shiny. It is very shiny. It is very shiny. All right, hold on. So if no stock gambling, what's the better system? If smashing our greasy cock and balls with a big rock isn't the way to summon the rain god, then how do we water our crops? I don't know, man. Figure it out. Wait it out or something.